Section 4. You will hear a talk on Wikipedia. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 36. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 36.
Recently, I was invited to be part of the audience at an interview with Jimmy Wales regarding Wikipedia, which turned out to be quite stimulating, and it certainly made me reconsider my stance on the issue. Now, as a professor at a top university, I have to admit that I'm a little suspect of the information available on Wikipedia, which of course Jimmy Wales launched with co-creator Larry Sanger back in 2001. Thousands of people have had a hand in writing this online encyclopedia, and thousands more will add to and edit it further. Many millions have accessed the knowledge it contains and continue to do so on a daily basis. It is one of the most popular websites in the world and has a global reach, as illustrated by the thousands and even millions of pages available in multiple languages. Just to highlight the widespread use of Wikipedia, members of the audience were asked if they had accessed the website during the past month. Nearly all the members of the audience put up their hands, me included. When asked who had never read a Wikipedia article, not one single member of the audience raised their hand. However, my main concern has always been that anyone can add and edit the information available in Wikipedia, which, to my mind, brings the whole concept into question. Even Larry Sanger himself has stated that Wikipedia can lack credibility due to a lack of respect for expertise. My point is that perhaps the knowledge contained in Wikipedia is not making us more intelligent, but less. Is Wikipedia truly an accurate, reliable, high-quality source of knowledge? Mr. Wales' answer to this was to explain the fundamentals of how Wikipedia works. He said, "We need to understand that Wikipedia is a dialogue, a discussion between the writer of an article and those who would question his facts, as everything is open to revision. Everything can be debated and challenged, which is why we sometimes see a warning at the top of certain pages saying, 'The neutrality of this article has been disputed.' This means certain people are struggling over whether the information contained within the article is accurate and whether the original sources are reliable. Now, this is where my concerns lie. Who is the author of the article in question? A teenager sitting in a dimly lit bedroom, or a professor who has specialised in that particular subject and who has been researching it for most of his career? How can there possibly be any comparison between the two? Then again, the professor may not be as learned as he would have us believe, but at least he's a professor." Mr. Wales pointed out that quite often when said teenager and professor meet, the former is usually quite impressed by how knowledgeable the latter really is. But if there is no meeting or discourse between the two, how do we ascertain that the teenager is correct in what he's saying? Is there someone constantly checking every detail? Apparently not. However, all material must be verified by a reliable source before the author can post it on the site.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 37 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 37 to 40.
What really struck a chord with me, though, was Jimmy Wales' response to Larry Sanger's claim that Wikipedia is anti-elitist. It does not depend on one exclusive clique. In turn, Mr. Wales pointed out that they are, in fact, very elitist, as they want people who know what they are talking about. Everyone needs to be able to back up what they say, or they will be shot down by members of the Wikipedia community, who will go to great lengths to prove the information is false, or at least not entirely true. He stated that just because you're a professor does not mean that you do not need to be able to verify your information. I am quite happy to agree that this is not a legitimate form of scholarly debate. And, as an academic, I wholeheartedly embrace genuine debate. The gentleman conducting the interview pointed out to Mr. Wales that, on checking his own page on Wikipedia, the article stated that he was born in either 1979 or 1980, so how could he, or anyone else for that matter, take it seriously? Mr. Wales used this example to highlight the fact that the community would have struggled with the question and had obviously not been able to find a reliable enough source to validate the information, which means you can take it seriously. Otherwise, they would have just randomly picked one and hoped for the best. But apparently, this would never happen. Would I endorse Wikipedia as a useful resource for my students? While this was once unthinkable among my peers, I think I would. But I would recommend that they use it only as an additional tool in their research. Most articles contain links to further resources and information which can prove to be extremely useful. As their only resource, definitely not.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.